Take a moment to find a position that is accessible and supportive for your body. Take the time that you need to be comfortable, and when you've landed in a position that is nourishing, there's an invitation to rest with your eyes open or closed as you begin to focus your attention on your breath. Notice the quality of your breath. Is it deep or shallow? Is it slow or steady? Or is it fast and sporadic? Just notice without any judgment. Take one deep and steady breath in through your nose, filling your lungs like the pitcher of water, and exhale through your mouth, allowing the breath to flow out like water pouring from the pitcher. And again, through the nose, inhaling and exhaling out through the mouth. One more breath in through the nose. And exhale out through the mouth. Allow yourself to transition back into your natural breath pattern and begin to direct your breath and awareness to the crown of your head, taking in a few breaths here to refresh and settle the mind, simply by intending to do so. When the mind feels more refreshed and settled, you may begin to direct your breath and awareness down to your neck, encouraging the muscles of your neck to relax simply by intending to do so. You might feel your vocal cords soften into a natural tension as they are met by the fullness of your breath. When this energy center feels more relaxed and open, you may direct your breath and awareness down into your heart space, relaxing the shoulders, rooting them onto your back body, feeling the chest muscles open and reveal your heart center. Take a few breaths here, breathing into and enlivening your heart space. When this energy center feels more open, you may begin to direct your breath and your awareness into your belly, inviting your belly to fully expand and soften as you breathe. When the belly feels more relaxed and full, you may begin to direct your breath and your awareness down into your hips, inviting relaxation and ease in your lower body, simply by intending to do so. as your body settles, allow yourself to rest and root in embodied presence, feeling the earth supporting and cradling your body. In ways that feel good and right for you, there's an invitation to invite in the support and presence of the earth, spiritual guides, and allies that you know and trust. Those kind and benevolent ones that give you a deep sense of safety and protection. Take a moment to presence these beings and invite in their support and layers of their goodness to wash over you, cleansing and blessing your space, while extending layers of boundary, which only welcome in that which is benevolent and of the highest good for you. You may begin to envision or sense this impenetrable boundary surrounding your body and extending out 5 to 7 feet around you in all directions, radiating the love, support, and boundaries that your beloved allies are extending to you. From the space of being rooted in your body, held in the boundary and protection of your guides and allies, and anchored in the clarity of your intention for connection, invite in the presence of your ancient, kind, wise, and benevolent ancestors, those not known by name, those which live beyond your lived experiences of memory. Invite in the presence of these ancient, wise ones, so deeply connected to the earth, so deeply connected to their own true elders, the ones that come before them. Take a moment to invite them to stand 10 feet outside of your boundary in a way that's good and right for you. Notice how it feels to be in the presence of these ancient, vibrant, and true elder ones, all of whom have a deep and unbroken connection to the vitality and goodness of creation and source energy. Feel into the vast and deep web of support that these vibrant elders, who seek to offer up prayer, ritual, and guidance with the intent for you to live a life that is rooted in wholeness and the vitality that precedes you in your lineages. Feel into the wholeness and the vitality that pours from these elders, that has been visioned and dreamed into you. You might also notice how it feels to be seen. truly seen and welcomed by these beloved ancient ones. If you've ever had a deep sense of longing, perhaps a lifetime of longing, allow that longing to be met with homecoming and belonging in the presence of your vibrant ancestors. In the presence of these ancient, wise, and loving ones, take a moment to name yourself and your humble, heartfelt intentions to make authentic connection to these vibrant ones, those that are truly well, those that are true ancestors of blood and bone. When these kind, wise, and benevolent ones have received you and your intentions, you might take a moment to ask these bright and benevolent ones to show you, to help you feel into, or to get a sense of the sacred parts of your being that may be burdened beneath the armor of ancestral wounding. You might ask these bright ones to help you better understand some aspect of the lineage wound or wounds and how this wound or wounds, how they manifest in your own life. If it feels true and aligned to you, you might intentionally invite in the support, guidance, or a blessing from these bright and benevolent ones, so that you may come to live more fully into these vast and vibrant aspects of your being that may be hidden beneath the armor. You might ask that the support, guidance, and or blessing land in a way that is easeful and good for your psyche, energy body, and nervous system. Once you've made your request, allow yourself to be in a space of truly receiving the gift of this blessing in a way that's good and right for you. You may notice how and where the blessing, the guidance, and support is landing energetically and in your body. when you have fully received all that these bright and luminous ones have to offer, there is an invitation to thank these bright ones, to extend gratitude to them in a way that feels complete and true for you. When this journey feels complete, you might begin to focus your attention back onto your breath as you transition into the space around you. Invite your attention to engage with the space surrounding you. At this time, you may also find it supportive to invite movement into your body. If it feels supportive, it may be nourishing to engage in the following reflections regarding your experience. If you were able to make connection, perhaps consider noting how these ancient and wise ones appeared physically, whether they were in human form or otherwise. Perhaps you may consider recording sensations that were present in your body, emotions that were present while you were in their presence, noting how it felt to be seen and welcome by them. Perhaps you might consider noting how it felt to vision into or to touch into or sense into the parts of your being that may be hidden beneath the armor of ancestral wounding. Are there particular wounds that you gained clarity around? And how and where did the support, guidance, or blessing that you invited in land energetically and physically in your body? It may also be helpful to note how your heart feels and if there are any additional pieces of this experience, such as colors, symbols, or landscapes that were present. If you had difficulty making connection, it may be supportive to reflect on how your body felt during the experience. Were there bodily needs or sensations that were the focus of your attention? Were there competing thoughts present which made it difficult to hold intention for connection in your heart space? Were there energy centers or parts within your body that felt inaccessible or blocked during the journey? And was there any perceived or felt resistance, fear, doubt, or tension regarding making connection? Invite any reflection that feels good for you on this experience, noting all that was present for you, without judgment and without story. Thank you for listening. And I hope you've enjoyed this ancestral journey in meditation. To connect and learn more about me, Tamira, you may visit my online sanctuary at www.tamiracassette.com. The space is ripe with ancestrally inspired content, including but not limited to blog posts, quotes, meditations, teachings, and podcast episodes. You may also book online sessions, register for upcoming 3-day ancestral healing intensives, and inquire more about my ancestral healing practice online. Wishing you ancestral blessings and deep gratitude.